Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beitza Daf Dalad, and we are on Daf Dalad discussing the sugyas of Muksa still, and on in the Ozva Hadar, we're on Gimel Amud Beis. The last one we mentioned was Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Yochanan, again, it sounds like from the story that Rabbi Yochanan came first. Rabbi Yochanan, again, Paskin did a certain way, one case Asa, one case Mutter. Rabbi Chanina came and Paskin the other way. And after that, Rabbi Yochanan said, you know, I'm out of here. I went from Tzipori to Tveria because, you know, it seems to be opposite of what's going on here. And what was that? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains that he was the Dayana Saba. Rabbi Chanina was the elderly dying. They want to argue on him. Others say he was his Rebbe, right? One of the Rebbeim. So Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbo, as we know, is something that the Gemara talks about elsewhere in Maseches Sanhedrin. About Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbo. And I mentioned there's various svaras given for that halacha, Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbo. Again, the Pashup Shad is Kavod Arav. Kavod Arav, that if your Rebbe's there, you can't paskin in front of him. And therefore, it's inappropriate to, you know, if he could be there. Nafkaminas, meaning how close is this? Does a dafka mean within the same city? What if it's in the same tchum? What if it's not right in front of the Rebbe? The Rambam, interestingly, has a difference between koveya medrash and a psak ba'akroy, right? Koveya medrash, psak ba'akroy. So again, that's a nafka mina. What's the other svara? The other svara is possibly that if your Rebbe is there, there's a line in the Meiri like this, that you might be so intimidated that you might not be able to think properly. If your Rebbe's there, sometimes I'm just like a little bit in shock. So according to that, should it make a difference whether it's koveya or ba'akroy? Maybe should it make a difference? Maybe it's even better if it's ba'akroy. You're more calm. But really, the Rambam says ba'kvius is more of an undermining. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Hey, the Rambam discusses this idea. Kishem shad mitzuvah bekavod aviv ubiyiraso kachu chayev bekavod rabo ubiyiraso. The Rabbo Yoser Meyaviv, right? It's to be covered for his Rav. And he says in, Halacha Gimel, Bamed Vermamurim, when do we say, it's, Usser to be more Halacha, Bidavar Shen, what's allowed, Bidavar Shenikra Nikra? It's just a psak that happened on the run. Avolikvoa Atzmo Lahora, Uliyashev Ulahoros Lachol Shoel, to sit down and set up court, Afiluhu Besofa Olam, Verabo Besofa Olam, Asur lo lahora, sashiyamas rabo. Whoa, so you can never have a Rebbe in the Talmud having different bate dinim? Gotta work out that Rambam. Maybe it's only in a way that it appears that I'm undermining his authority, but if not, it's okay. The Gemara Ksubistav Samach says that it applies even for a simple shayla, biyata bakutcha. That's the language that means like a very simple case. Okay, but the much discussion about these two ideas. Again, the Meiri I mentioned before is in Ksubis on Daf Samach, that Gemara, had davar karov lidei shegia. That's the language of the Meiri here. You could come to make a mistake if your Rav's there. Okay, what does that mean? Because it's type maybe an intimidation factor. But the third idea that I mentioned is from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that it's not kavod harav, but more kavod haTorah and kavod haMesorah. Right? In Maimer Samach Aleph, he has a line, Venira Shemisham Ka Khamur Onchel Shalamor Allah Bifni Rabo. She'enu Misham Kavara Bilvad. Elashu Mevatel is Milas has Zakanim Sheesh Lakal Yisrael. There's an idea of Zakanim of Misora. Shirak Kshiisol Nishram Zakanim Nakshav Sheesh Lahem Zakanim. Avashkolachan Mora Lacha Latzmo, it's Batal Ashbazarav, and the whole idea of Misora is removed. So again, you gotta go through all the sugyas and the nafkaminas to figure out you know, which reasons apply in which halacha context. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So Amara Rabbi Ba Asa Uvda Kumi Rabbi Yosa Uboy Lemevid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosa had a case and he wanted to pass like Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? No the bazeh Muteres bazeh. Right? If you have an egg that's laid on Shabbos the next day Yontif or vice versa, pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning Shtei Kedushos. No the bazeh Sura bazeh. No the or Muteres bazeh. So he wanted to pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Kad Shama. Rav Rabbi Chanina Treveyon Pligin Saraminei. But once he heard that Rav and Rabbi Chanina argued on Rabbi Yochanan and said Kedusha Achas, then Olda Bazeh Asura Bazeh. So then he retracted and he paskined Lachumra. Where did Rav and Rabbi Chanina paskin? Where do you see that they paskin elsewhere? Rabbi Chanina we already had. Chanina we already had in Sipari. But where do you see that Rav paskin Lachumra of Olda Bazeh Asura Muteres Bazer or Asura Bazer, but he paskin Asura Bazer. Which, by the way, just to clarify, I think in a recent shiur we spoke about the idea of overlapping kedushos, meaning if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov together or Shabbos and Yom Kippur together, you know, so that's where it's overlapping. This sugya is contiguous kedushos, right? Do we say that it's one long kedusha or not? And again, each, the Gemara in the first parak of Beitza in the Bavli asks about each one. When you have Shabbos and Yantif, when you have two days of Rosh Hashanah, when you have 2 days Yantif and Yantif and Chutz La'aretz, right? Those are the three, and they all might not be the same as we'll talk about soon. So let's see what the Gemara says. So again, Rabbi Yosa wanted a paskin l'kulo like Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, no, Rabbi Chanina we already know, but now Rav also paskins l'isser. So that's why he retracted his heter. Where do you see that Rav paskins l'chumra? That again, somebody that became muksa one day was beit sashonot on the first day, is still asr on the second day. This is palgun because the following machlokas. Shiari psila v'shiari medura, shiari shemen shekabu b'shabes. On Shabbos, you had a lantern lit. You had a wick lit. You have leftover, a wick from a torch, from oil, leftover oil that went out. On Shabbos, Yantav is Sunday. Could you use that oil for cooking? On Shabbos, it was Huksa Machmas Isser. The oil was in the candle and there was, it was lit, so you can't touch that oil. If you touch it, then it could be, violating Mechambe. So what about, but that oil, could you use it on Yantav to cook with? Ma'al Adlikam be Yantav. So Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Trevian Amar Nasser. There it is. Us or why? Kedusha Achas. Looks like the Kedushas merge one after the other, and therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mutter, Rabbi Yochanan Paskas Mutter. What do you see from there? Rabbi Chanina compare an egg case to the wicks in the oil case. Just like in the egg case, Nolda Bazeh Asura Bazeh, so too, Rabbi Chanina say, Nolda Bazeh, the wick case from that was used on Shabbos is usher to use on Yantif. So Rabbi and Mechanina compare the egg and the psila. And that's why Rabbi Yosef says, oh, they aser, so I'm going to aser as well. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Could you compare the cases? An egg that's laid on the first day of Shabbos and Yantif, you could compare that to the case of the wick that was used on the first day? Amar Rabbi Mana, Kumi Rabbi Yudin, Ma'afcham la'psila gabe beitza. How do you compare the two cases? They're not comparable. In which direction? So machlokes and nefarshim on the page. In which direction? Most nefarshim say, we're trying to say that a psila is more chamor. And therefore, don't tell me that, remember, Rabbi Yosef was going to paskin l'kula by the egg. But he said, no, with the other amara, I'm paskin l'chumra by the psila, so that's why I'm going to paskin l'chumra by the egg too. No, maybe Rav and Mechanina paskin l'chumra by the egg, by the psila, by the wicks or the oils, but they were paskin l'kula by the egg. Why is it different? What's the more chamor? Why is the psila more chamer? So you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Karban Eda both. So if you look in the Karban Eda first, we'll go in a historical order, right? By the psila, the wick, it's huksa l'shabbos, right? Psila asura mishum shuksa l'shabbos. The damula ner Chanukah shuksa l'mitzvaso. Huksa l'mitzvaso is a very chamer muksa. We mentioned this Pesach was going to talk about a lot of different types of muksas. The Meiri's Lashon of 50 muksas. Huksa l'mitzvaso is one of the more chamer ones. So huksa l'mitzvaso, a candle lit on Shabbos, is like similar to an erchanik. Huksa l'mitzvaso, an egg that's laid, mishum, the egg is laid on Shabbos, is like it wasn't muchan beforehand. That's a low level muksa, and maybe he doesn't even know even hold of that. Yish lomer delesli achana. That's the formulation of the Karbata Eda. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says no, it's different where you're doing something versus something that happens b'meila. If you light a wick on Shabbos, so you are actively what might be called dachya biadayim. So then that could carry over even to the next day. An egg that was laid on the first day, who says that should be usher on the second day? Maybe it's not as chamer. So my afkam lapsila gabe beitza. So they asked, Rabbi Mana said in front of Rabbi Yudin, I don't know why there's a comparison here. Amar lei. So Rabbi Yudin says, you know what? Maybe I agree with you, but this is what the rabbis did. Min ma da'an an chami rabbanan midami la. Since I saw the rabbis comparing it, hada amra hi hada. I realized that it is, this is what, even though we might think differently, but this is what they say. Again, a kind of idea of kavod hamesora, even if it's beyond my understanding. Right? It relates to that Ramban in by Lo Sussur, in the beginning of Shoftim. Now the Pasuk says, you have to listen, don't turn from what the rabbis tell you, Yamin Usmol. Yamin Usmol. And Rashi quotes, even if they tell you your right is your left and your left is your right, you have to listen. And the Ramban argues, what? If any rabbi says that your right foot is your left foot, says the Ramban, you don't listen. If you know they're wrong, it's not a question of Shikol Adas. It's a question of you know, reality. If they tell you a table's a chair, they tell you night is day. No. So says the Ramban, he clarifies Rashi. This is in Shoftim, Yud Zayin Yud Aleph. V'inyano, afilu tachshov belibcha. Not that you know reality, the table is a chair, the chair is a... No, you think that you know. V'afilu tachshov belibcha, shem tom ba'ad. Even if you think that they're making a mistake. V'adavar pashut be'inecha, ka'asher ato yodea ben yamincha l'smalcha, tasekim esvasam. You think it's as simple as knowing your right foot from your left foot. Still, follow them. Don't say, how could I eat this chalev? Or this person's chayim misa. No, this is what the Torah says. Right? And this is what, like Rabbi Yeshua, how to follow Rabbi Gamliel on the Yom Kippur that worked out in his cheshbon. Says the Ramban, there's a very strong tzorech for this mitzvah of Lo Sasur. Ki Torah nitna lanu b'ksav. The adua who shalo yishtavu hadeus b'chol advarim hanoladim. People think differently. Everybody thinks differently. So the Torah is a text. You have to follow the text. How do you know how to interpret it? V'hine yirbu hamachlokes v'tasa Torah k'shei Torahs. Everybody can do whatever they want. The Torah says these are the 71 rabbis that decide. This is Chazal. This is what you follow. And even if you might not understand it, even if I don't understand it, v'aladash shalahemu nosin lema Torah filu yia beinecha kemachlef hayamin b'smol. So that's what makes me think about over here when the Reb Yudin answers, I understand the chiluk, but you know what? This is what the earlier rabbis did, so that's what I will follow. Period. Mishama bar zakenim amru. So in the name of the four zakenim, it said as follows, another sugya that has to do with the idea of kedusha achas or shtei kedushas. Hane'echal, we'll get to Be'ez Hashem, hopefully, but I'll mention it now. Rosh Hashanah is a different sugya than, like I mentioned, but the others also. We know that Rosh Hashanah is the only yontif that's kept for 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara in the beginning of the Bavli talks about what the source of it is. But we paskin, there are many that, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that one should have the minhag of having the new fruit, and the minhag of having a new baget or something on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Let's say Shidei HaMachmirim, because we're going to say a Shechayanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, but maybe it's all one long day, Kedusha Achas. And I said Shechianu the first night. So how can I say Shechianu again? So that's why we are machmir to have something else new to have in mind. But if Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out, may Iker Hadin, we paskin shtei kedushos. And therefore, you should say Shechianu for the day. And therefore, he says, you have to make sure people don't think that they're only saying a Shechianu for the fruit or for the clothing. That's just an extra hidur. Really? They're saying Shechianu for the day itself. Right? Not just to think the extra thing. So that's in terms of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but we're talking about Shabbos and Yontif here. Bishemir Abaza Kenim Amru, Hane'echal, Eruva Barishon, Hareyu Kibnei Iro Bisheini. What happens? Erev Tchumin. We learned in Mesechas Erevin that you can set an Erev Tchum to extend your border, your boundaries on Shabbos, 2,000 Amos. But what happens? The Erev has to be there when the day starts. So let's say I put an Erev before Shabbos, and it gets eaten up by animals before Shabbos starts. Then if I know about it, that happened, then it's no good. Right, the beginning of Shabbos is the key time. What happens if it's a Shabbos and Yontif? I put the Erev out. I'm planning to use it both days. But on the first day in the afternoon, it got eaten by animals. So what's the halacha? The second day, I don't have an Erev. I don't have an Erev. Why? Shtei Kedushos. Hane'echal Eruva Barishon. If my Erev was consumed on the first day, Hareyu Kabinei Yiro B'Sheini. So I'm like a regular citizen of my city on the second day. Why? Why? Shtei Kedushos. Shtei kedushas. Rav Chuna, b'shem Rav, halacha, rabbi zakenim. We pass on like that. Rav says the halacha, like those zakenim. This is Rav talking. Keep in mind, shtei kedushos. So let's just do the stira, and then we'll talk about tchum a little bit. So Rav Chizda, boy, michlef hashidasi, the Ravanas. We have a stira in Rav Shita. Why? Taman, what we just quoted by tchumin who aval shtei kedushos. By tchumin, we just said so he passes the tchumin is two shtei kedushos, right? Because it's if it was eaten on the first day. So then you can't use it on the second day, right? If it was all one kedusha, then it was good. It was good at the beginning of the first day, shall last for the second day. No, so you see from there, it's two kedushas. But v'hacha, and here by the wick case, hachu ava la kedusha achas. And here by the wick case, we just learned it's one kedusha. The is palgun, we quote exactly what we had earlier, because we had the case, shiari psila, shiari madura, shiari shemen shakabu, you have leftover wicks or from a torch or for leftover oil from Shabbos yantif, from Shabbos, b'shabbos malalikam yantif, rav rav chanina, trevian amr nasir, rav yachan amr mutter. Question mark, no answer given. No answer given to that stira. The Bavli seems to have an answer, but that's a stira and Rav. You have to be mechalik between cases of the wick, like we said before. Like the ma'afchan, right? So he said you have to maybe be mechalik, because by the wick case, it's more chamor. It's more chamor, unlike the case of tchum. Case of tchum. Tchumin, interesting, we know there's a machlokes rishonim, whether tchumin is the oraisa or derabanan. Throughout Shas, we have Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds tchumin daraisa. Rabbi Akiva. Not everyone else. So that's why the Rush and other Rishonim say there's no Tchum in Daraisa. All the whole concept of Tchum, no matter what Tchum, is Durabanan. 2,000 Amos, even a Yud Beis Mil, right? 24,000, Amos. So it's all Durabanan. But that's not what the Rambam and the Rif say. The Rambam and the Rif and the Gaonim say that when it talks about Rabbi Akiva holds that Tchum is Daraisa and everybody else holds Durabanan, that's only by the 2,000 Amos. The far one, 24,000 Amos by Yud Beis Mil, that is Daraisa. That's a Din Daraisa, right? And that's what the Rambam counts as a mitzvah. The Rambam and the Chinuch in Mitzvah Chav Dal, this only mitzvah, Parshas Beshalach, right? Says the not to go out to the Tchum, says the Chinuch, Chav Dal. Shalom Nesi Beshavas Chus L'Tchum, right? The Rambam paskins this way in Lavshin Chav Aleph also. V'hushin Imnau Shalom L'Lechas Beshavas Chus L'Gulum Yiduim. We can't go out of the borders that we know. Don't leave on Shabbos. Uba appear, don't go out of your spot. Uba appear shalav shemekomo nikra kol sheino marchik yoser mishalosh parsos chutzla ir vaparsa arba mil vahamil alpayim ama. So put all that together, 24,000 amos, and you measure from the outside of the city, even if the city is huge. Keninve, that was but the huge city. Zeu dundin Torah. El Shachamim, the Chachamim said, Midrabanan alpayim ama. Shachamim gadru geder v'asru shlo leilich yoser mi alpayim ama, ama chutz le'ir. Right, 2,000 amos, which is about, less than a kilometer, 7/10 of a mile. That's 2,000 amos. It's interesting, whether it's Daraisa or Drabanan, let's assume it's Daraisa, the Gemara in Yevamos, when the Gemara in Yevamos talks about, whenever we talk about Tchum, I like to make this Ha'ara, the Yevamos Mem Zayin discusses when somebody is just becoming a little Jewish, so we give them a little, taste of some of the mitzvahs. So the, right, this is, the context is by Naomi and Rus. So the Gemara says, Amar Blazer Mikra, the Ein Marben Alav, Ein Medaktikin Alav. You don't have overbearing when somebody finally, you see they're true in terms of their commitment and they want to know, you don't have to like throw them everything right away. Right, Rus was sticking to Naomi. So she says, first thing, you know there's something called Tchum Shabbos. I'm good, says Rus. It's okay. And then, 613. We have so many rules. Amechami. Also, one avodas kochavim, avodas zara, elokayach elokoi, arba misas nimsru lebezdin, basher tamusi amus. Right, all this. That's with the, so tchum Shabbos, right? That's what, that's one, the first thing on the list. So if you look in the marsha, there on daf, memzayin, says the marsha, because we want to give them a little bit, modiyin loks mitzvahs kalos, Shebichamuros. Her Shabbos is an Isser Chamor. Akal, Tchumit is not, Mises Bezdin. Dainu ta'akalosh b'mitzvah Shabbos. Dafilam anda amar Tchumit Daraisa. Even if you want to say Tchumit Daraisa, Malkin ale, about Tchumit Daraisa, Malkin aleha v'imamisen. Still, the most you're going to get for it is Malkus, right? Based on this passing. V'imamisen, k'demucha, what's the name of so par karma de Erevin? V'chein Isser Yichud, me Isser Arayos hi hakala. De Malkin allow. It's not Mamish Arias. Vaino de Modiyim lehen akalos kadesha yifrishu. De afal akalos kazu. Halichas tchum meyusur shabbos lo mezik malacha. So, right, we're saying, even these little makel things, right, we have rules about even makel things. Vachin yichud arias lo mechsid avadisura. You might think that, oh, a real arias, but we give them a little, even the kalos, to try to see if they're really, committed. So this is tchumin. Again, the Shulchan Aruch discusses tchum as well, but we know the idea of sending up tchum, is this machlokas daraisa derabanan. What's the message of staying in your place on Shabbos? Tchumin says the chinuch mishar she mitzvah zu Shenizkar Vineda, Shehaola Mechudash Velo Kadmon. It's part of keeping Shabbos. Recognize that the world was created. It wasn't always here. For Shakasa Beferish Bemitzvah Shabbos, Kisheshis Yama Masah Shemes Ramis Aretz, Esa Yama Shkola Shabama Yanach, Bemashi Alkain, Lizkar, or Lizecher Hadavar, Ra'ui Lonash Nanuach Bemakam Echad. Klomar Shalom Nelich Bederach Rachok Rak Derek Teal Va'onik. Somehow, not going. Why? Ubahalicha Shnema Sermilin Ein Botorach Rav. So, not to overexert ourselves. That's the message that he says. Going very far is overexerting ourselves, and we don't want to overexert as part of the concept of Menuchas, Menuchas Shabbos. We mentioned in the past, interesting, Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Rambam Ravid in Hilchas Erevin, regarding the bracha on Erev Tchumen. The bracha, the Rambam quotes a bracha on Erev Tchumen. The Ravid is very upset. What kind of mitzvah is there to put an Erev? So let me just find it in Hilchas Erevin. The Rambam says, here, I was looking after Shvitas Asar, it's right after Shabbos. Rambam says here, the end of Perek Vav of Hilchas Erevin, Kishem Shemavarchan al Shitufim Mavos, Kach Mavarchan al Ruvit Chumen. Just like you make a bracha on Erev Chatzeres and Shitim Mavos, so to an Erev Chum, Va'omer, Baze, Erev Yeh, Mutterli, Lahalik, Mokam Zal Payam, Amalachal Ruach, V'chulu. And you, after the bracha, you said it, and then you say the Nusach of the allowance of the Erev. And the Ravid says, I don't understand. Why are you making a bracha on Erev? Bishlama, Eruve Chatzeros, Vishitufe Mavaos, Yeshbahen Heker, Lashabis. Shalom Lahotzilu Shazarabim. Chazal wanted you to do that as a positive Heker. Right? There's an Isser. Everybody's carrying in their own Chatzer. So it's a Takana. It's a Takana, it's a positive Heker. But here, it's just to allow you. Elaha Kula Nafgamine. It's not just a Heker, it's just an allowance, according to the Ravid. So what kind of bracha is this? Rav Soloveitchik used this as an example to explain the concept of two types of birchas hamitzvah. There's a bracha, most of the time, a bracha on a maisa hamitzvah, like before we shake a lulav and before we, eat matzah. And then there's a bracha on the chalos hamitzvah. Sometimes there's a mitzvah that creates a new status. And as a recognition of that, we make a bracha. Sometimes you'll have two brachas, like bris milah. It's a bracha of Alhamila by the Moel and the bracha of Lahachnisa, Bivishal Amarvina by the Father. So Soloveitchik said Alhamila is a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah and the Lahachnisa is a bracha on the Chalosa Mitzvah that this Mitzvah makes the child a Mahul. So that is one example. Kiddushin. Why there's a fancy sounding bracha by Kiddushin that she becomes an Ashes Ish. That's a Chalosa on the Chalosa, the bracha on the Chalosa Mitzvah. Why do some get two, some get one? Fancy one? I don't know. That's, he doesn't explain that. We're working backwards here. Once this is the reality, so this is how we describe it. So he thought maybe Shechita and Erev Tchumen, and maybe even Netilos Yadayim, some say, is a bracha on a chalos, right? And that's why because there's all of those have new statuses excreted. You have new makam shvisa by Erev Tchumen. You have a shachut. The animal goes from being not kosher, Erev Menachai, to being a shachut. And even Yadayim Netulos. There is evidence to that there's a new status regarding that. So again, that this Erev Tchumen could be part of that. Okay, let's continue a little more. Says the Gemara. Hakol Modim. Hakol Modim bin Nisharin Shehein Asurin. Everybody agrees. What's the case here? We're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's explanation of this Gemara. Everybody agrees if you have a Shabbos and a Yontif and branches fell down on Shabbos, are you allowed to use that for firewood on Yontif? Hakol Modim bin Nisharin Shehein Asurin. Everybody agrees you can't. Everybody agrees you can't. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I feel a nashur b'Shabbos, asur lahasik man b'yantif shacharei. You can't use it on yantif. And even if you say, this is the even, hakol modim, even if you hold of shtei kedushos by like the egg, afilu man desir le Shabbos v'yantif base kedushos saying b'nisharim modim to asurim. But when it comes to branches, we're asur. Why? Because based on the quotes from the Bavli and Dav Dalid, because if you allow, again, if branches fall down on Shabbos, you can't use that on Yontif because people might come to use branches that fell down on Yontif as well. If you didn't harvest them beforehand. So back to the Gemara. So everybody agrees that if branches fall down on a Shabbos, they're ushered even to use on the next day Yontif, according to everybody. So that was even if you hold Shtei Kedushos. So now Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya asked Rabbi Zira, Ma Bein Nishar, Ma Bein Beitzim. You said everybody? According to Beis Shammai, what's the difference? Why is it that if branches, if let's say you have Shabbos and Yontif, If branches fall down on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use them on Yontif. Because Gzera, you might come to use branches that fell down on Yontif. So why by an egg does Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai said it's okay? Ma be nishra, ma be mezer. The difference between an egg. If an egg that was laid on Shabbos, Beis Hashanah de Bazeh, Muteris Bazeh. It's even Muter on that day. So ma be nisharim. So but the fact that you say Hakol Modim, it's Mashvi, even Beis Shammai agrees. So what's the difference between the eggs and the branches? So Mara says, Elu nisharim mi'imosehen. The branches were connected to the trees, right? At Bein Hashmashos. When Shabbos started, it was connected. Shema'ina Masurim. When Shabbos starts, aren't they Asur? Ilu Beitzim Be'imosein. Shema'ina Mutaros. I mean, but the eggs are Mutar. Because the mother chicken. You tell me why are chickens more cow? Because if an egg is laid, so then the mother is, not Muksa, and, the egg is not Muksa. Right? But the, Nishar Me'imosein, the branches, that's Mechubar. So says the Yerchan Kanievsky, Nisharm Shem Muchubara Mi'ena Nasurim Shasur Litlosh, you can't cut them. Mashenkin Beitza. The mother is Muchan Agav Ima, as we said earlier. That's why Beishamai would be more Mako by eggs than by the branches. So Gemara says now, and again, this is how Yerchan Kanievsky reads it, let's go to Beis Hillel. Right? Me'ata, right? According to Beis Hillel, the eggs aren't Mutter. Right? So according to him, eggs and branches should be the same. So me'ata nolda biyantif lo teyacha b'shabbos. B'shabbos lo teyacha biyantif. Right? Shouldn't we make the same gzeira? Right? What do we say? That some hold that according to Beis Hillel, nolda bazeh, muteres bazeh. But what do you mean? Shouldn't we have the same gzeira? Right? We said, if branches fall down on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use them on yantif the next day because you might come to use branches that fell down that day. So why don't you say the same thing about the egg? If you're able to eat the egg today, you might come to use an egg that was late today, which Beis Hillel says is usur. Why don't you have the same gzeira? So Amarle, the answer is going to be, come on, that's too much. We're going to have to explain why that's too much. Amarle Vikeni, is that really true? You want to aser the egg? No, the bazeh, sir, bazeh? Lo dayecha. The Yerushalmi has that sometimes. Lo dayecha shechmarta aleshim. It's not enough that you are machmir. Shem nolda biyantif, lo tiyacha biyantif. Bishabbos, lo tiyacha bishabbos. It's not enough that you already aser the egg on that day. El shatim avakesh lachmir ala, you only be machmir for the next day. Shem nolda biyantif, lo tiyacha bishabbos, bishabbos, lo tiyacha biyantif. Right, that's too much. That's too far. And again, if Chaim Kanievsky explains, you can't compare eggs to nisharim, to branches. Why? So he explains. If branches, here's the case. If branches fall down on Shabbos, we said you can't use them on Yontif. Why? Because you might come to use branches that fell down on Yontif. No, you know why that's more chamor? Because when people know that you can't use those branches on Shabbos, they'll think, oh, it's something related to the malach of Havara. They won't realize it's muksa connected. So the next day, they'll say, oh, there's no issue of Havar on Yatif, so we can use them. An egg, why else would an egg be usur on the first day? It's only muksa. So if it's only muksa, you already realize that things that fall on, that are laid today are muksa. So therefore, there's no reason. People are going to realize it's a muksa issue, and therefore, they won't come to use it. And that's why there's a Reis Hillel could be more mako by the Shtei Kedushos issue by the eggs than by the branches. I mentioned that in the Bavli, on Dav Dalet, Dalet Mabez, the Gemara talks about these issues of Noda Bazeh, Osura Bazeh, Mutar Bazeh. It talks about the 2 days of Yantav Sheni, right, in Chutz La'aretz. Itmar, Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Galios, Rav Amar Noda Bazeh, Mutar Bazeh, Rav Hol Deshtei Kedushos. That's Mamish, right? One of them is a total Durabanan day. So Noda Bazeh, Mutar Bazeh. V'Ravasi Amar Noda Bazeh, Osura Bazeh. Huge Chiddush. Rav Asi says that if you have in Chutz La'aretz, the first day is Daraisa, the second day is Drabanan. Or it's a suffix, right? But Nolda Bazeh, Sur Bazeh, it's considered Kedusha Achas. So the Gemara says, Lema Kara Rav Asi Kedusha Achasi? Let's assume Rav Asi holds it's one Kedusha. But 1 second. Rav Asi used to make Havdalah in between the first and the second day of Yantav Sheni. Vaha Rav Asi Mavdo Miyom Alachavre. So if you say Kedusha Achas, and that's why the egg on the second day is going to be Usur, so why do you make Havdalah? Doesn't Havdalah say it's Shtei Kedushos? So the Gemara answers, Rav Asi Sifuke Misafkalei. V'Avid Hachaluchom Ravachaluchom. He was Machmir all around. So the egg laid on the first day of Yontif is also the second day of Yontif, but he also made Havdalah. Ask the Shita Mekubet says, he was just Machmir all around, and therefore he made Havdalah? 1 second. Making Havdalah? Isn't that Shem Hashem? So what he wanted to cover himself. So he was machmir and he said, the egg's going to be us on the second day, but it'll make Havdalah both days. How is that possible? Ask the Shimon Kubetzas. We have a sheet on Beitza. Hiksha HaRitva. The Shita quotes the, we don't have a Ritva on Beitza. But their Shita here quotes the Ritva. There was a Ritva, we just don't have it. Hiksha HaRitva. Midimishun de Sveika, Hechimachas Nafshi Lomar, Havdala. Ubisavik Bracha Shein Etzricha. How can you make a Bracha Shein Etzricha? Sheish Ba Mishum Lo Sisa. Right? Maybe it's Lo Sisa. It's the Issa Dariah and Sasera Sedibris. The Tirates. So, two answers. Number one, he didn't make a separate Bracha. He just mentioned it in davening. He didn't make Havdala. Ki Be'emsa Tfilah Yamavdava Yechosim Bebirchas Yantif. He didn't really make Havdalah, what we call Havdalah. He mentioned Yontif in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So not adding any Shem Hashems there. Just in case that there was a Inami, or he says, Kiva de Mida Araisa Chol Gomer Hu Ledevra Yakol. Since Mida Araisa, it's weekday. And the first day of Yontif is weekday. The Chazi La Havdalah, Lechem Yishim Baruch HaLevatalah. Wow. Because it's Mida Araisa, the first day of Yontif is a real Yontif. The second day is Durabanan. So there's no Baruch HaLevatalah. The Isser Baruch HaLevatalah, Durabanan who? Ready? Pasan's like Rabbeinu Tam. Making a Baruch HaTalah is Durabanan. Why is it not Durabanan? So Sisa. What do you mean? It's a beautiful sentence. Baruch HaTa Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Mine Mizonos. That's disgusting. That's terrible. That's beautiful. I made a beautiful sentence. Durabanan said, don't say it when you're not supposed to. So it's an Issa Durabanan. But it's not Losisa. So the whole possibility of Losisa is Durabanan. Havdalah he paskins, the Ritva Daraisa. Like the Rambam. Right? Kiddush and Havdalah both Daraisa. So that's why Daraisa beat Durabanans. Vekivan, Shekain, Shaper, Eagle of Ruchel, a Suffolk, to call Bracho Shel Torah im Suffolk, Yachal of Rachel Sveka. Fechulu, and he continues, but he says, we don't paskin that way. We don't make Havdalah in between the two. Mio Ravasi, Lagarme, Hu to Abed, Vales Hilchasa, Kavase. Again, there's more here. There's Rebel Chanan on that. Of nowadays, why don't we do Havdalah? But either way, we'll stop here.